Good morning, friends. So this is our very first podcast. I'm not sure where the Lord is leading at this point, but I just want this to be a time of honesty and just how we have our devotion time with the Lord and how we read scripture and pray and cry out to the Lord. Every day brings something different. So I want to bring that into these podcasts as well. We live in the world and we suffer things in the world, and yet we cling to the Lord Jesus, and he's associated with many, many promises that he's given to us. And the life of a Christian is not easy, but yet we have this eternal hope. And not only do we cling to that, but we have hope right now and here. So we want to try and live a joyful life, as hard as that is. And a couple of things that I've just realized lately, that gratitude plays such a big role in being joy-filled. And we have to, it's an effort, guys, that we can't just, it's not some airy-fairy feeling, but we've got to actually sit back and take a look and be grateful, be thankful for your life, for the blessings that you've received. Number them, have a look. Get on your knees and praise God for what you have in your life, for the gifts, for the wonderful things that he's done for you personally. And often the trials that we suffer are for God's glory in the end. And we need to speak about these things. We need to share them so that God receives that glory and that other people can also receive encouragement. And the scripture also says that our suffering helps us, when we've come out of that suffering, to help people that are also suffering. So it's not just about us. It's always about other people and ultimately about the Lord God and how we can honor his name in our lives. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes due to circumstances, because we are still living in the world, we get affected by the world and earthly things. Sometimes it's much easier to praise him, but let's not be in that place where we only have joy and things are going the way we want them to, or the way that the world says we should be happy with the outward things. So let's focus on living a life and clinging to him in all circumstances, all moments. I've just been reading through Isaiah and just being amazed. I'm in chapter 30 at the moment, and I just want to read to you a little bit from there. From chapter 30, verse 15, says in Isaiah, "This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength, but you would have none of it." And then he goes on to speak of how the Israelites went to ask the Egyptians for help. And I just love that it's just so simple. In repentance and rest is your salvation. We don't have to strive and fight and keep doing all these things. In quietness and trust is your strength. That's almost a paradox. Quietness and trust is your strength. So let's do this. Let's try and find that quietness and repent. There are things in your heart that you know that aren't quite right in your life. Repent. Then further down in verse 18, "Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore he will rise up to show you compassion, for the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him." Exclamation mark there. He longs to be gracious to you, and he will rise up and show you compassion. And also in these times, we're getting confused with the future. Who knows what the future holds? Nobody knows. And there's, if you go further down the line, in verse 21, it says, "Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.'" And that for me is just such an encouragement, that the Lord says that he will show us the way, but that it doesn't just come that easily. You have to have a relationship with him. You have to be giving everything to him in submission and in surrender. Trust him and walk with him. And then you can claim these promises, friends. So I hope this has been encouraging today, and just sending you lots of love, and stay in the Word. I just want to do a quick little prayer before we close off. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you care for us, that you've given us your Word that can give us strength and guidance and shine a light for our paths. Jesus, we give our lives to you. We surrender everything we have, and we just pray for your wisdom, your guidance going forward, and help us to live a joyful life, resting on you and you alone, Lord, only for your glory. Amen.